Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It's hard to believe that summer is coming to an end and the beginning of a new school year is just around the corner. I have very fond memories of making the transition from summer to school. The anticipation of new classrooms and teachers, new challenges, new learning, and of course, new friends. I was fortunate to have two loving parents in my home, both of whom valued education and the support necessary to be successful in school. My parents knew my teachers, what my homework assignments were, my strengths, and my areas of challenge. They helped to foster a love of learning and a deep understanding that an education was necessary for future success. At the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, we have children from various backgrounds and conversely varying levels of familial support. School for me was one of numerous outlets in which I felt comfortable, confident, and cared for. For many Boys and Girls Club members, school can be a place of pain and shame due to circumstances that are beyond their control. Many of our members go to school without having a good night's sleep due to inadequate shelter, are hungry, and are improperly clothed. The Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods serves copious functions, particularly around academic preparedness. For the last 15 years, we've had the opportunity to help youth in our community obtain new school clothing through a program called Child Spree. Youth are paired up with an adult volunteer and are able to spend $110 at Kohl's for back-to-school clothing. It's amazing how something as seemingly inconsequential as new school clothing can have such a tremendous impact on a child's self-esteem. We've been blessed to have significant support from local foundations over the last 8 years for Child Spree. Due to a revised grant-making strategy, we are without that funding support this year and are asking community members to consider making a donation. If you're interested in supporting Boys and Girls Club members' back-to-school shopping needs, please visit us on the web at givebgc.org. 100% of the monies raised for Child Spree goes towards clothing. If you've seen the Boys and Girls Club logo, you know that they are a joined hands. There are many different takes on what these hands represent. My favorite is that they represent us connecting our youth with caring people in the community. Humboldt County is an incredible community with wonderfully talented and generous people. Although Child Spree is a program that needs support, we have many needs that you can help with. If you care for youth and want to share your time, talents, and/or treasures, we would welcome your support. This is Liz Smith, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, providing today's community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.